The Great Wall of China, folks, is amazing. But I want you to know that the Great Wall of God is even more amazing. And so we start a new series now called The Great Wall of God. And I invite you to take your Bible, if you would, and turn with me to part number one, which is called Enter the Dragon, or The Four Phases of the Great Controversy. And we'll find that in Revelation, the 12th chapter. So turn with me, if you would, to Revelation, the 12th chapter, as we start this new series called The Great Wall of God. Revelation, the 12th chapter. And by the way, this series will move on towards the end of the book of Revelation, and you see how it fits together. We need to know what that great wall of God is. If man can build what they build, let's find out what God did for us, the great wall of God. Part one, enter the dragon, or the four phases of the great controversy. Phase one, number one, is found in Revelation 12, 1 through 5. Let's read it. Everybody have their Bibles? Open them. Children, you got your Bibles? If you don't, you got to see me, remember? And I'll give you a new Bible. In fact, I got here this morning and my son came to me, Roland, Mary and Roland are here, Gay. And he said, Dad, there's a person here who wants a Bible. I said, okay, that's great. Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor, in pain, to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great, fierce, fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third part of the stars and threw them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as he was born. She bore a male child who was to rule the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Now, folks, let me pause there just for a moment. Reading Revelation over and over again in chapter 12, I discovered it's about the four phases of the great controversy. Four phases are found in that chapter. And I entitled part one is Enter the Dragon because you see, it introduces our enemy. And so the first part of Revelation 12 introduces us to phase one, the battle between Satan and Jesus. And we find here some elements that we need to look at real quick as we move to the end. And that is this. First of all, a pregnant, pure woman represents what? Represents the church. By the way, I checked many commentators. They all agree with that. Especially the reformers. They all saw the woman as representing the church. The child is is who?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's Jesus. See, Jesus is a gift to the church. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And notice the dragon. The 7-headed, 10-horned dragon stood where, does it tell us? In Revelation 12, what did it say? He stood before the woman for one purpose, to devour the child as soon as he was born. And of course, we understand this clearly, that the seven-headed, ten-horned dragon is Satan and his bidders. And by the way, I'll be getting more deeply into this, some of these elements later, but I'm just going to hit the periphery right now. And he was standing there to devour the child. That was the actions of the dragon. Number one, he drew a third of the stars out of heaven. And number two, he was there to devour the child. Now we understand that the way the dragon, Satan, tried to devour the child Jesus was by stirring up Herod to send his henchmen to kill all the babies in Bethlehem because he heard that the king was born there. And so Satan works through bidders. By the way, those seven heads represent bidders. The bidders, meaning associates, a conspiracy, so to speak. And we'll go into that all later. Still phase 1, chapter 12, 1 through 5, the actions of the child. The child will rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, who's that? It's Jesus, because he's the one who was caught up to God and to his throne. The book of Revelation says that Jesus is sitting on the throne with the Father. And so we have graphically portrayed before us phase one is there are two sides, folks. There are not three, they're not four, they're not 16, there's only two. You're either on the dragon side, or you're on the pure pregnant woman's side. And now let's move to phase two, which happens to be verse 7 through 12. Notice what it says. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them day and night, has been cast down. And they overcome him with the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and ye who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that his time is short. Now, what do you notice about phase two here? I know you need time to think about it. You notice that phase two is out of chronological order from phase one. Phase one introduced, enter the dragon, folks, our enemy. Phase two tells us where he came from, why he's a mighty foe, and we need to be very vigilant, why he is so capable of doing what he does. He came from heaven, and he was cast to the earth. And notice this. This is incredible to me. War in heaven. Now, what a conundrum is that? We have Michael and his angels fought, and the dragon and his angels fought against each other. But the dragon lost the battle. And the dragon was Satan, and he was kicked out. It says he and his angels were kicked out of heaven. He deceives the whole world. He was cast to earth. Isn't that terrible? I mean, not the first part, the last one. Of all places, he came here. And it also says he's the accuser of the brethren. Overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Rejoice, O heavens, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Friends, the accuser of the brethren, do you know how rampant our society is in accusations? It has become fashionable to rip leaders apart. That's what Satan did in heaven. And he ended up being cast out. We're trying to get to heaven. By the way, you may be even right in your accusation. But are you called to share it? In fact, the Bible says you share your accusations with the person that it entails, not other people. The only way we can overcome this is with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We must have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And how fitting it says, rejoice, O heavens, because this anomaly is no longer there. Sin, it just confused all the angels to death. And when Satan was kicked out, man, they rejoiced. But woe to those who live on the earth, folks. There's a real war going on. A real war. Part 3, Revelation 12, 6, 13 through 16. Take a look at part 3. So we have Satan rebelling in heaven. He's kicked out. We have him coming to earth and now he's waiting to devour Jesus, but he failed. And now phase 3 occurs. Verse 6 says this. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days. Verse 13. Now the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth. He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she was nourished for a time and a half a time. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood, and after the woman that might cause her to be carried away by the flood, but the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged. The dragon spewed out of his mouth. Folks, the wilderness is mentioned there 2 times. The woman went into the wilderness. There were locations as the papacy was gaining steam and power, as it was beginning to persecute God's true people, there were places like Ireland where the church was kept pure and protected by what was going on in Rome. There were the Pyrenees Mountains where the Albigensians fled because they sensed that persecution was coming. And by the way, this is before the Waldensians, and the Albigensians were almost completely wiped out by the Catholic Church in the 11th century. And then right after them came the Alps of northern Italy. That's where the Waldensians were. And yes, they inflicted great injury upon that group of people, but they didn't succeed in wiping them out. And then there was Bohemia, where Huss and Jerome and others who believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and didn't follow the church of the medieval times. There was places where people could flee and find refuge, even though, notice, the dragon found them and killed many of them. They died with the assurance of salvation. You know, life is getting really hard around here. I wonder how many of you have even thought, you know, if I died, I wouldn't have to suffer anymore. The next thing would be heaven. I'm serious. We wouldn't have to go through this. By the way, you know, I got to tell you, one of the scientific discoveries about the internet, especially Facebook, which I didn't specifically mention last week, on Facebook, 10 years ago came into existence, and ever since then, the suicide rate has gone to 30% at the same time. Because on Facebook is portrayed a bunch of happy people with no problems at all. And if you happen to be depressed and you go on Facebook, you think, you know, I'm not like that at all. And doctors have discovered that the reality of what's on Facebook is not what they're finding in their office. Therefore, many people are committing suicide because they're so depressed. And they're discovering and beginning to tell people that social media is playing a large part in it. And so, folks, this is not such a great world. And there are many depressed people. And we got to come together every week, whenever we can, to pray for one another, support one another. Because what I said you will find on Facebook is not the reality of what all the healthcare officials are finding in their office. Well, notice that this wilderness was for 1,260 days. 1,260 days happens to be 1,260 years. And the 1,260 years begin in 538 A.D. and ended in 1798. Now get this carefully. 538 A.D. is when the papal see assumed full control of the Christian church from Rome. 1798 is when Berthier went into Rome with his army of Napoleon, took the Pope captive, confiscated all the property. And believe me, folks thought the Catholic Church was done for. What just happened 23 years before that, though? 23 years? 22 years. What happened 22 years before 1798? Anybody hear of 1776? The United States came into existence. This is incredible. I get chills right now. The United States came into existence right before the close of the persecutions. That was called the Dark Ages, by the way. All right? Check this out. It says that the waters, the dragon spewed waters out of his mouth, we know as people, nations, tongue, it means multitude, it means power, it means force. And it tried to inundate the woman, but who helped the woman? The earth. And so I showed you those isolated places where the church stayed pure for as long as they could. But God raised up a country called the United States of America, and those persecuted people who were Christians from the continent came over to the United States of America to find refuge and to find religious freedom. The timing is just incredible. And so what does the earth stand for here? The earth stands for the United States of America. Where the dragon spewed it out and wanted to completely annihilate anybody who didn't obey them or follow their rules. And God created the United States of America for the purpose of being a wilderness location for the Christians to preserve their beliefs and their freedoms. By the way things are going right now, that's not the case, but that's a different sermon. And folks, I want you to see this as we go to part four, and then I'm done. This is phase four. Phase four is one verse. Phase four is verse 17. You all know verse 17. Satan was wroth or enraged with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That one last verse is the last phase of the great controversy, folks. And the war is now between those who keep the commandments of God and the great red dragon and all his bidders. Wroth or enraged means provoke or to be enraged. Remnant means, it's the Greek word is loipoi, and it means remaining ones, others which remain. Remnant, residue, rest. And keep, I love this, who keep the commandments of God. Look what the Greek word keep means. To guard from loss or injury. Do you know the related Hebrew word to this Greek word is, Adam and Eve, your job is to keep the garden. To protect and guard it. Because there's where the tree of life was. And we are to protect and guard the Ten Commandments. This is just amazing to me. They keep the commandments of God and they have the testimony of Jesus. And I got to show you this time-wise, chronological. Check this out. Okay, the persecutors basically stopped in 1798. 22 years earlier, the United States was formed. Then they came over here. There was religious freedom. And in 1844, came a group of people who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. And guess who that is? The Seventh-day Adventist Church. Even though we have our own problems and we have jerks in our church just like every other church, we were called to a specific task. We were prophesied to come into existence, and even the chronology works out. Countering the anger of the dragon is those who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. And you know the testimony of Jesus in Revelation 19:10 is, where John falls at the feet of the angel says, don't do that, because I'm a fellow servant. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. The angel has the testimony of Jesus. He's saying, John, you have the testimony of Jesus. And what is the testimony of Jesus? Prophecy. In 1844, the Seventh-day Adventist Church began to come into existence based on the preaching of the book of Daniel, which was closed prior to that, based on prophecy, and that we would have a prophet. So no matter how you cut it or how you try to escape it, folks, we have a mission, a specific mission, and a specific message that God ordained When John wrote this, in the first century AD, 2,000 years ago, enter the dragon. The dragon is wroth with the woman and is determined to destroy her because she keeps the commandments of God and has prophecy, knows the prophetic truth. And so this is the mission we've been called to, friends, as we look at the Great Wall of God, not the Great Wall of China. We're going to discover what that is as we move through this. And you will see that He's provided us protection that cannot be impregnated by our enemy. So here's a picture of map of the Great Wall. I don't know how well you can see it. Remember, 3,000 some feet long. Magnificent structure. The largest construction effort on the planet Earth of human beings. And it does not measure up to what God has given us to protect us in the last days. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for blessing us and for speaking to us straightly so that we can be ready for what's coming and we can help one another be ready and we could overcome our judgmentalism. We could overcome our Lord, all the words just escape me. Criticisms. All the things, Lord. So that we can love one another and love others. So they can know the God that we know. And they can find protection in your great wall. I want you to bless this congregation. I want you, Lord, to help bring us all to some decision from this sermon. And only you know for each heart here and what that would entail. But don't let us leave here without saying something to you, Lord, so that our relationship can grow and expand and we can help others to be within the wall of God. So blessed to this end, and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.